You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 251, Keep Raising Your Vibration. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that will encourage you to keep reaching for higher vibrations in your daily life. I want to help you understand and understand why it's so important for you to be doing your spiritual work, your energy work, on a daily basis. This would include your internal light meditation, your shadow work, and anything else you feel drawn to, as well as using affirmations, visualizations, and prayers to help raise your vibration. These are all very effective spiritual tools. When you do your energy work, you come into alignment with your higher self. Everything in your life begins to flow more effortlessly. You experience greater joy and start to feel a deeper connection with your inner power. What you have to remember is that your joy is your power, and it will help you transform your life. So follow your joy, because it is truly the key to your power. In order to keep raising your vibration, there are certain things you must do. And one of them is to continuously and diligently remove things from your life that no longer serve your highest good. You must do this on every level on a regular basis. This can be one of your greatest challenges to staying in a higher frequency. You must take the time to filter through your life to see where you need to release or change something. It could be old habits that no longer serve you. It could be foods that you already know are no good for you that you need to let go of, because toxic foods and behaviors only serve to keep you in lower vibrations. And there is nothing in a lower vibration that you truly want to experience. Remember, you have to become a vibrational match to what you want in order to experience it. Otherwise, it will remain invisible to you. The hardest part of this journey is letting go of old relationships or things that no longer serve your highest good. This can manifest in many ways. It could be an intimate relationship, a friendship, a job, a pet that you took in, clutter around the house. It's something or someone that you need to let go of. It could be old patterns of thinking, self-sabotaging behaviors, belief systems, things or people that no longer serve you. They're not adding to your joy. They're actually taking away from it. But sometimes you may not feel it because you've become used to feeling low. It's not until you let that thing or person go that you begin to feel a sense of relief. It's the heaviness. That is how you know it's time to let something go. These clearings need to happen in cycles. Just like spring cleaning or fall cleaning, space clearing is needed at different times in your life, and it's all part of the journey to raising your vibration. When you're on a spiritual path, you must become committed to your growth, to taking time out of your daily life to commit to your energy work. This is a must. It's just like taking time to eat or sleep. You have to make your spiritual work a priority in your life. You must do this if you want to continue to grow and to become more of your higher self in this physical form. This is truly the ultimate goal of you coming here, to be a vessel for your higher self to be able to experience this physical reality. And we know that everything is energy and that there is really nothing physical, but this is the way we perceive life around us as physical reality. Now, on this spiritual journey, you must learn to work from the inside out. This is what some call following your heart or listening to your intuition. Learning to listen to your heart is important because your heart is directly connected to your higher self. This is where your intuition and deep knowing truly reside. The information flows through your heart. The challenge is you won't always have physical proof to support what you believe or deeply know is true. You simply feel it. And to others, your beliefs may seem a bit bizarre because it defies the explanation of the outer world. But when you learn how to follow your heart, you won't need to have the outside world agree with you because you know in time all things will be revealed and you have learned to walk by faith and not by sight. This will be one of the greatest tests to your spiritual journey. Your reference point must be within the self, not in the outer world. You must learn how to find your answers within yourself by connecting to your inner guidance. When you no longer need the approval of the people around you, then that's when you know you're growing stronger in your spiritual walk. Napoleon Hill calls this self-referral, and everyone must develop it. This is the result of connecting to your higher self through your inner knowing and trusting your feelings to be able to discern what is really going on. Some things simply feel right and others feel wrong. Learning to connect to your deep feelings is how you will begin to develop your intuition, and you must be able to discern your heart from the programming of social conditioning. If we want to make this world a better place, then it must begin with each one of us. This is where the change truly begins, and then it will ripple out into the world around us. As you continue to work daily on raising your vibration, your inner peace will grow. Remember that the inner plane is where your true power resides. And you can activate this power by finding more things that give you joy. Simply walking in a park, sitting by a body of water, playing with your children, or reading a good book can activate deep joy within you. This is healing, and it will connect you more deeply to your higher self. The more you activate the power of joy, the stronger and more confident you will become. So never allow anyone to steal your joy. Find more ways in your daily life to connect to your higher self and keep raising your vibration in order to activate your power of joy. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it.